Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me.
Hey, man of God.
Hey, Dr. Hey, are you ready?
Okay, are we live?
We live.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday Health Talk Radio with Dr. A Live. We are broadcasting from the mountains of Pennsylvania, and we have the distinguished opportunity, or we have the unique opportunity to have the distinguished environmental bishop, Reverend David Lawrence Clark, the Right Reverend David Lawrence Clark, in our midst, in our studio this evening. I want to welcome everyone who's interrupted their busy schedule to be on, to tune into our show live tonight, because we have a special program for you. Tuesday Night Health Talk Radio was started 3 years ago by Pastor Jonathan Hill, who contacted me and said, we have got to lift up the voice of Dr. Rhoda Vian Alali and bring her work in environmental health to the world. And I want to give a shout out to Pastor Hill because he's been so faithful to bring this show every Tuesday. He sponsors the show. He prays and he consecrates the show so that this information can be spread near and far. And because of his efforts, we've been able to get information to children and to parents and families that has helped to improve the quality of life of literally hundreds, if not thousands, of people. Now, because everybody knows we're under a nationwide call to action to promote healthy homes, and everybody's getting the word out. And now that electrosensitivity or allergies to electricity is now recognized by the medical community, it's now in a diagnostic code. Yes. Being sensitive, electrosensitive, people are allergic to electricity, and the medical community now recognizes it. In fact, grab your ink pen. I'm going to give you the code. The code for electrosensitivity is ICD. That's Ice Cream Charlie David, ICD-10-2000. And it basically says people who are electrosensitive can have short-term memory loss, they can have skin rashes, they can develop degenerative nerve diseases like heart failure, diabetes, Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, Alzheimer's, dementia, autism. All of these are neurodegenerative diseases that are now being recognized under a category called IEI. Ice Cream Edward Ice Cream, IEI, which stands for Idiopathic Environmental Intolerance. Again, that's idiopathic, IDIOPATHIC, Idiopathic Environmental Intolerance. And so we've been fighting for a long time. We've been fighting to get that diagnostic code for 11 years. It's here now, and the remedy, the treatment for the code is environmental adaptation. You have to reduce the electrostatic surge in the house because electrosensitivity can cause seizures. It can cause all kinds of emotional storms and rage and children acting out and people feeling insecure within themselves and having a lot of anxiety and fear, a lot of insomnia. 64 million people in America cannot sleep, and now they're associating this to electrosensitivity. So in studio with me tonight is my dear friend, our environmental Bishop Clark, and he's got quite a testimony to share. I'm going to let him share his testimony, and before he comes, I just want to give a shout-out to my advisor at Columbia University, Dr. Barbara Wallace. May this school year, I know you're staging for retirement, but I want to thank you for your continued support in sponsoring us as a distinguished alumni of the Research Group on Health Disparities and a scholar in residence at the Center for Health Equity and Urban Science Education at Columbia University and Teachers College, the Graduate School of Education. We are so excited to have had your support. I also want to give a shout out to North Carolina Central University, to the research team down there that's positioning to help us put forth training modalities so that we can now begin to leverage this for the nation. To our colleagues at Medco Electric that are helping us in design for healthy smart homes, we appreciate all the work that's being done. To those listening near and far, this journey is a movement. It's become a movement to get people to get their heads off the wall and know their numbers. What's your radon number? What's your electromagnetic surge in the house? What's that number? What's the chemicals converging inside of your house? You cannot be ignorant of where you're living and what you're living in. It's a new day, and we have to become educated consumers and educated family members, educated community leaders, because these toxic houses are affecting the way we live, the way we love, the quality of our health, and the vitality of our life. And united we stand, and we stand strong. Divided, we all lose, because we will cause such adaptation that every generation will be getting cancer younger and younger and younger. And so I want to just introduce you to our Bishop Clark. Bishop Clark, I've known for a long time. We've been friends for 18 years. He's my technology coach. He coached me for 2 years to win the gold medal. And something happened July 4th that was a life-changing event, and I'm going to let him tell his own story. Ladies and gentlemen, Environmental Bishop David Clark is the next voice you're going to hear.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. Thank you so much, Dr. Alali. Thank you so much for your prayers and those who were aware of my situation. I'd like to thank you for your prayers and consecration to the Lord on my behalf. I can truly say that God is good, that God is alive, and that he's doing great things. And there is no secret what God is doing. For what he's done for me, he will do for you. But I'm so grateful to be alive today. I tell you, Dr. A, this event that I had caught me, I wasn't prepared for it. I didn't have my technology in place. I wasn't wearing my technology at the time. I was sitting at the computer. I just didn't have everything in the place. And about 4 o'clock in the morning, I got up from the computer and I woke my sister up and I say, "Happy, pinch my hand. It seemed as if my hand have gone numb." She pinched my hand and I couldn't feel anything. Dr. A, I was sweating.
Wow.
The water was coming down. I never sweated that way. My energy levels was weakening, and I wanted to sleep.
Wow.
And I said, "Happy, keep on pinching my, seems as if my hand have gone numb." And she could not believe what was happening. And so I said, "You have to take me to the hospital right away." And I kept on falling asleep because my energy level had gone all the way down.
Wow.
But she grabbed me by the neck and pulled me up from the floor.
Wow.
I had laid up straight on the floor. I was so tired. and didn't have no energy.
Wow.
But I, she dragged me to the garage and pulled me up to take me to the car.
Wow.
I didn't get a chance to change. They were going to get me live, and not that
wow.
night.
Wow.
I didn't get a chance to take no bath. But anyway, she took me to the hospital, and she lived in North Dakota, right?
Wow.
But she was visiting that particular week.
Wow.
And she forgot how to get to the hospital.
Lord have mercy.
We riding in the car, and I say, hey, you going the wrong way. So she had to turn around. And I say, keep following up this street here. I had to give her instruction. I'm having a major stroke.
Wow.
A major stroke. I mean, a blood clot has started.
Wow.
And I had to give her instruction how to get to the hospital.
Wow.
And that was amazing right there that I
wow.
could critically think how to get there.
Wow.
And after I got to the hospital, they did a quick assessment, and they had to give me a TAC. And there's a certain protocol that they give everybody who have passed a certain level in their stroke situation.
Uh-huh.
And next thing around, I took my first flight. They helicoptered me all the way to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, from Beaver to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That was the first time I was wrapped up in the bag, and they flew me all the way to Pittsburgh
wow.
to the UPMC hospital, and the staff was standing there ready to take me into the laboratory for more surgery. They stuck up.
We got to stop right there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the environmental bishop who's talking about. He was having a stroke in his home. His sister, by the grace and mercy of God, was visiting from North Dakota. She had to grab him by the neck and pull him out of his house into the garage. And when she got him to the local hospital, the stroke was advancing. They found a blood clot that he couldn't take the medication to totally resolve it, and they couldn't risk that the medication would even work. So in order to save him, they had to medevac him to the University of Pennsylvania Medical Center in Pittsburgh, which is a trauma one hospital. And they had to prepare him to have an operation on his brain. This is one of the most critical and major surgeries that you can imagine, because it's a surgery with the clock ticking. They have a 1-hour window to save his life and save his bodily function. Okay, Elder Clark, continue to tell the story.
Well, by the time they conducted the surgery, my sister got there in the room, and she, I don't know how she did it, but she made a way for me to get some technology.
Well, she said on the way out the door, you were like, where's my flat battery? I got to get that flat battery. I got to get my nanos. Where's the nanos at? She said, we don't have time to get the nano now. We got to get you to the hospital.
Yes.
And she believed, you convinced her that there was some kind of this technology, the nano, the flat battery,
yeah,
was going to be part of your salvation. And for those tuning in and you don't know what the nano or the flat battery is, it's an electrical safety device that blocks static. It was never invented to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure disease. But you've been on this, listening in on this radio show, and you've heard so many miracles with people with MS and people with Parkinson's and people with intentional seizures and tremors, that what you did was somehow you said your spirit was inspired that it had to be part of your journey.
Yes.
And so after you were stabilized in that hospital, she promised you that she would come back and get it.
That's
and
right.
She called me at 4 o'clock in the morning and called. She couldn't get me, so she called Dr. Bianca. Dr. Bianca blew my phone up until she got me, and we went into prayer. While you were in that operating room, we prayed for almost an hour, if not longer. And we put you on Pray Live, and we had 13 pastors and bishops up with us praying for you. We had the whole Pray Live praying for you.
I believe you. I didn't know that, but I believe you.
San Francisco, New York, we had 13 bishops that were praying for you.
My Lord.
Yeah, we weren't playing with you. Throughout that whole operation, we were in prayer.
My
and
Lord.
So when you woke up, to your amazement, she was standing there with your battery.
That's right. That's right. No doubt. Well, that was a experience that I won't ever forget. I really was challenged in every area of my life. And the girl, well, first of all, they had little stickers all over my body and all over my head. So
those
I guess
were electrodes.
Electrodes. And they were I got all that on picture.
Wow.
So but anyway, the Lord stepped in and began to raise me up, and I was so grateful that morning. That morning, they noticed that I was doing well, or when I say well, that I was moving a little bit to show them that they had a successful surgery that night.
Yes, because we had to tell them they were fearful that you were going to have paralysis on the left side of your body. You could not swallow.
I don't have no paralysis.
No, you don't have anything. This is what is so. That's why we had to come and see the miracle of you ourselves.
What you say?
We journeyed up here in the mountain. I can't even get a signal on my phone because you're so high up on this mountain.
Well, yes.
I can't get a signal on my phone. And I tried to call T-Mobile and tell them about whatever they did with the tower. It's just in the tower that we can't get no signal. On our T-Mobile bill, I think they should cut my bill in half.
Right.
But nevertheless, with or without signal, I came to see the miracle of you.
Well, there is no paralysis.
That's a miracle.
And I got into they took me to another hospital after a couple of days being at UPMC.
Well, we got to talk about the miracle at UPMC. Because first they thought you were going to have paralysis. You couldn't swallow.
Right.
Your speech was off.
Right.
And we began to pray about every negative report that they were rendering.
Okay.
And we rebuked that, and we called forth restoration to everything. And your sister journeyed. And she said, where are we going to put this flat battery, this nano at? I said, you're going to put it on the left, put in this left sock. At the bottom of his heel. You were in intensive care, and you were in critical condition.
So wait a minute.
Yes.
Every negative report, they told
Dr.
my sister, you got to pray.
Well, yeah, we prayed. We were on it.
Now, I didn't know that. This is the first time I'm finding this out.
We went on a fast from midnight to noon, because, you know, we some hungry seniors.
Wow.
We figured if we had 13 people fast in 12 hours.
Wow.
We were on everybody fast from midnight to noon.
My God.
Give us that breakfast
meal
because we were going to labor for you.
Wow.
We were going to. You're serious. I mean, you're the man that broke your brother's coaches for the gold medal. We wasn't playing with you.
My God.
And we prayed.
Yeah.
And we said, God, you know, because your sister, you had led her with such fire. And she wanted to get that nano to you. And you were in intensive care one day. Intensive care the second day.
Okay.
You got on your foot at the end of the second day. All of a sudden, within 6 hours, it was just like you were a flat tire and somebody had pumped you up
And you, all of a sudden, all your faculty started coming back.
Okay, okay.
And 6 hours, they moved you out of intensive care to a step-down unit.
Is that right?
And another 48 hours.
I didn't know this was happening.
Yes, and another 48 hours, it was just like your body just straightened up and everything started coming back to you.
Oh,
to the point
thank the Lord.
Where they were able to move you to rehab.
Thank the Lord.
And all of a sudden, we continued to pray, and she said, well, you know, he still can't talk, he still has a tooth. And we began to, I laid hands on my throat, and we began to call strength back into your throat.
What you
and
say?
And we began to pray and intercede. And we prayed Isaiah 61 over you so
yes.
many times.
Yes.
And we reminded God it was a year of favor on your life.
Right.
And a day of war. And we called God to be Jehovah Gabor Milchemiah, mighty in battle.
Hallelujah.
And we praised him for showing out in your life. We praised him for showing up on behalf of you.
Well, this is the first time I heard all of this. I
well,
didn't know,
that's why
I didn't know it was like this.
Yes.
This
we
is amazing.
Me and Bianca was praying. Me and Kim was praying. Pray Live was praying. We called Mississippi the Bishop Clayton. He don't play.
I know
okay.
that's right.
Bishop Clayton had the church praying. We had so many people. We had Bishop Mays and the Apostle Mays in the Breakthrough Bible College. He
yeah.
put them on prayer for you. We had Reverend Sappho, Congresswoman Marcia
right.
Daddy. He had his church praying for you.
My
we,
goodness.
We had... Bishop Clayton praying
My
for you.
Lord.
We had Dr. Barbara Realm and the Harriet children praying for you. I mean, we were mobilizing prayer around you.
My goodness.
And
Thank
then
the
we
Lord.
Stayed in worship.
Thank the Lord.
Because we already knew he was going to be faithful showing out.
Amen. Well, he showed up and he definitely raised me and everybody now. Well, while we were at the hospital, was wondering how I was walking the way I was walking.
Walking strong.
Walking strong with my hand in my pocket.
Wow.
I mean, I was like almost pimping. No, but the Lord, I was walking strong like I was taking territory, dominating.
Yeah. Yes.
And the Lord was doing that. And then everything, all the exercises they had me doing, I did them so quick and I without no problem at all. I was amazed myself. I was so grateful, but it didn't seem as if I was in the category of everybody else.
Yes.
And it took me a short time to realize that. But it was amazing how the Lord was revealing himself to me
mm-hmm.
and causing me to rise in that situation.
And your sister was wonderful. She was sending us updated text every day.
What you say, really?
Pictures of your progress.
Okay.
And we just stayed in worship, and we would share it with the prayer team. And everybody's faith. And I said, I'm going to see him. I told everybody, I'm going to see the miracle of our environmental bishop.
I didn't know this was going on.
Yes.
And now I'm so grateful. I'm so happy.
And to see you
and
walking
could...
around strong.
Yeah.
And talking. I mean, they thought you wouldn't be able to talk.
My
and
Lord.
Eating.
My
I saw
Lord.
You eat this delicious food. And for those of you just tuning in, this is Dr. Rhoda Ziana Lally. I'm your host here for Tuesday, Health Talk Radio. We have been talking about healthy homes and healthy lifestyle and this new solar nanotechnology that has this little chip about the size of a postage stamp called a flat battery. Or nanos. And we're talking about how the nanos is just amazing. When you take static out of the body can align and heal. It has a chance to win.
Yeah.
And so you just witnessed a miracle that our children in wheelchairs, we have a child that was quadriplegic who's now paraplegic.
Wow.
Because she wears these nanos in her shoes. And it's just been amazing, the children that have rebalanced and had this great comeback after having seizures and having strokes. This little baby had 3 strokes before the age of 3 months old.
My goodness.
And it left her quadriplegic. And now, by using this system, she's now paraplegic.
What you say?
Yes, and it's just miraculous to see.
Well, you know, I tell you this. There was a time that I say I am sleeping in a radio zone.
Mm-hmm.
The bed that I was sleeping in had so much static.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I had that battery, because on both sides of the bed, it emitted frequency.
Wow.
At the front of the bed, it emitted frequency. They had a wire in the bed to
wow.
make sure I just didn't get out the bed.
Wow.
And it was like a radiation zone.
Wow. In the hospital, I know.
So I was so happy that I had that battery that neutralized and took the static away.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just so grateful how God has connected me to the right people, the saints of God that I appreciate, and the medical people that I appreciate for doing their work. They did a great job.
Elder Clark, you are such a beloved member of this community. And anyone that has the blessing to know you knows that you are a gifted man of God. And you've given your whole life for the wellness and the prosperity of others. And it's a great miracle to see how the community has wrapped around you to care for you. You have a gourmet chef.
Yes, yes, I do.
I've traveled for hours to be able to prepare meals for you.
Yes.
And you have a medical doctor who, beloved friend,
yes,
to help
psych.
Giving you case management services. You have so many gifts and talents. And so people ask, where can they get these nano flat batteries from? Well, they can order them offline. If they order it offline, they can go to michihealth.org. That's M-I-C-H-I, the word health, H-E-A-L-T-H.org. That's M-I-C-H-I, the word health, H-E-A-L-T-H.org.
And I encourage everyone to respond to this request.
Yes, they can order too. And if they put in the comments, just put Bishop D, Evie Bishop D, we'll give them an extra $10 refund.
What
they can get two for the price of $90.
What you say?
Uh-huh, and save about $40 on their flat battery.
What you say, Bishop?
Because we want the world to know this technology exists.
Yes.
And your doctor and your therapist will testify.
No doubt.
That you are in the exceeding.
I am.
And I believe in God that your case study may even open up opportunities for research at the University of Pennsylvania, because I'm sure your doctor may share that you have been a remarkable recovery.
The board was so surprised and so shocked. Everybody that I know who had a stroke, I'm not in their category.
Yes, because this
I'm not in their category, and I had to go visit and pray for them. And I am not in their category. I am restored.
Yes.
I am renewed.
And this is what's so miraculous. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what's so miraculous about Elder Clark, is that they weren't able to use the medication. They weren't able to use the medication on you. They had to physically and surgically go into your brain.
That's right.
To the blood vessel.
That's right.
And take the blood clot out.
Yes, that's right.
The risk involved with your recovery was quadrupled.
Yes.
You know, they were in the dark. That's like trying to drive a truck on a bridge. And
right.
you don't even, you're dark in the road. You don't even know where you are, but you just know you're on the bridge.
Right, right.
And thank God you were in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And thank God you were in Pittsburgh.
That's true.
Because if you'd have been out in the countryside someplace,
my goodness,
far without 30 minutes from a trauma one center, you wouldn't have been able to survive. And the miracle that your sister was visiting all the way from North Dakota,
yes,
and had the strength and wisdom to grab you by the neck,
yeah,
and
yeah,
pull you through the house like a Wolverine.
Yes.
You know, and pull you out in the garage. Thank God you weren't 250 pounds.
Yeah.
With her tiny self.
Yeah, that's right.
And thank God y'all had either you had on a slick pair of pants or something that aided mobility for you to come through this big house.
My goodness.
All the way. I mean, because, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a woman that had adrenaline rushing to pull him 50 feet, maybe even 60 feet. This is a big house. From your bedroom all the way out there to the garage.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Pull you down. Do you have any bruises on your rear?
My back hurt.
Okay, your back hurt. But that's a small price to pay for the miracle that you had.
That's true. Absolutely. You know?
And we just praise God for you. Ladies and gentlemen, again, you tuned in to Tuesday Health Talk Radio. We were talking about the miracle of our environmental bishop, David Lawrence Clark, who has had a tremendous experience. He experienced a stroke, had a blood clot in the blood vessel that they could not dissolve, and had a seizure. Could not believe he had a seizure. With his head on the wall, of course, all those instruments and wires that was attached to his brain, had a seizure.
In the hospital.
In the hospital. And they had to, you talking about coming through death.
Yeah.
That's like coming across the bridge and somebody, there's a crack in the bridge and now you got to jump and pray that you don't fall in.
Yeah.
You were literally in the shadow of death.
I was in the shadow of death.
And you were, and God was so merciful that he had you under the influence of anesthesia and you didn't even know.
I didn't know.
Because if you would have known what you were going through, it would have scared the life out of you.
But I tell you this. The first man of God that ever laid hands on me, I saw him.
Wow.
There have been certain spiritual leaders that I've been around all my life.
Wow.
Raised in the holiness.
Mm-hmm.
These men came to me.
Wow.
While I was going through this. Andre Crouch.
Yes.
His dad, his uncle, Sam Crouch. Bishop Love of Virginia. Bishop Green, Virginia.
Wow.
Bishop Page from Los Angeles.
Wow.
These men came to me while I was going through this at night. And they didn't stop. They kept on coming to me.
Wow.
And I kept on seeing. And I could feel the presence every night they showed up.
Wow.
And I had never.
And they've already died?
Oh, they did.
Okay.
Everybody who I mentioned is gone. But they laid hands on me.
Wow.
As a little child, and I mean, growing up as a teenager, they laid hands. They saw something in my life, and they had expectations, and they put their blessings on me.
Bless God.
And I could, and I saw them during this period.
Wow.
And it was amazing, and there were certain scriptures that God was pointing me to, but I'm trying to tell you. When you're in the hospital and you're going through an experience like this, focus only on spiritual things.
Wow.
And that got me over.
Wow.
That got me over this experience. But I hadn't thought about these men in years.
Wow.
I mean, I was before I was 7 years old, Bishop Love from Virginia was laying hands on me and praying for me. Bishop Patterson, founder of the president of the Church of God in Christ. All these men began to come to me, and I was so amazed as I got up and said, wow, they showed up. I never had an experience like this before.
Well, let me share this with you, man of God. you were in when you were continuing to be in a state of coma, in a coma. Me and Dr. B called in, and we had your sister Happy put the phone to your ear.
What?
I said, we're not going to wait till he wakes up. We want to speak to him in this comatose state. We prayed Isaiah 61 over you and reminded you that you were in a year of favor and God was fighting this battle, and we blessed you and we encouraged you and we told you you were going to come through. And every time we called in, we said, tell us when you're there if you can put the phone to the ear.
Hi, Lord.
So we tried to call you every day and spoke to you while you were in a comatose state.
Hi, Lord.
Yes. And we were so blessed to hear your father was able to be in town and able to come and share with you and how joyful that was.
Yes.
And just tell, I wanted to know, what did you say when your dad walked in the room?
I was ready to jump out. I was ready to jump out of bed. he was out of town.
Yes.
Yeah, he was out of town.
That's what I know. Well, for him to be able to journey back to see you, that was so wonderful.
Yes, it was. It really was. I was ready to jump out of bed. I was so glad to see him. Matter of fact, all my brothers came home. They all saw me in the hospital laid out that way.
Yeah.
And they all prayed for me, and I was just so glad to see him. And at one time, I was wondering if I would ever see them again.
Yeah. We out of class. That situation would have taken most people out. You're talking to intensive care nurse.
Yeah.
Neuro.
Yes, okay.
That's why I said,
your specialty.
We were praying on the monitors. I was praying on the wisdom and skill of the staff. We were praying. We had everybody praying about everything.
My
we told
Lord.
The Lord, we will take dominion in the earth. We were telling your nerves what to do. We were telling your blood vessel what to do.
What you say? You spoke to my blood vessel.
I spoke to your blood vessel and told it it would relax.
The swelling in my head, brain.
The swelling in your head. We spoke to the mitochondria inside your brain.
Say that again.
The mitochondria, the powerhouse. We spoke to the cell.
My Lord.
Then, you know, because we knew. We spoke to the skill of the surgeon.
Yeah.
We took authority in the operating room. We spoke that there would be clarity, mental clarity.
Hallelujah.
From the staff, from the anesthesiologist, everybody had to be excellent.
Yeah.
There was no room for anyone to make not even one mistake. They had a small window of time,
yes.
1 hour.
Yes, my
and
God.
God was so miraculous. You talking about
He was miraculous,
Bentley.
Yes.
He showed up in a Bentley. Okay. You had the top center, the fact that you was near Trauma One Center.
Yeah.
We are so blessed to have you.
Absolutely.
In this studio tonight.
My goodness.
Share with the vitality of your health and all this love that wrapped around you. And the fact that your dad was able to come and they got him from over to see you. And thank God the stress of it didn't make him have a heart attack.
Now you're saying something.
You know, because a lot of times when people have heart attacks and strokes, it stresses the family out, so somebody gets severely ill behind that.
Right. That's right.
So,
that's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want to share some more?
Well, I tell you this. Whenever you come to your senses in this particular situation, focus on the things of God. It will help you overcome your situation. I tell you, if Bishop Love and Bishop Crouch and those old bishops who prayed for me had not showed up, I don't know.
Wow.
It meant so much to me.
They were angels in your life.
Yeah. And they came alive. They came alive. I could see them.
Wow.
And it was amazing. This is amazing.
You got to write
to have this experience.
You
to have
this story.
Experience. And they showed up. And all the prominent preachers, bishops who prayed over my life, I saw them all.
Wow.
During this time. I ain't seen them since, but during that time I was in the hospital and all, they showed up. Every woman of God who prayed with me, they showed up. You know,
did
my
you
mother.
See me?
Yeah, I saw you. Yes, ma'am.
I was praying. I was travailing. I was, this is not even, it was no joke.
Man, I tell you this, the Lord answered your prayers.
Yes.
The Lord answered your prayers. And the way you expressed to me right now how you call certain vessel in order.
Yes.
And how and that is touching me right now, because
it's okay.
You was,
it's okay.
You gonna sit up here and make me cry?
That's not gonna make you cry, bitch. But we wasn't playing with you because we love you so much. You
I know this is real.
Yes.
But I'm so glad. Glad to be alive.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
You know, so many, and they'll tell you, we pray for you on the Tuesday night radio show. Pastor Hill.
Pastor Hill.
Okay.
Are you still with us in studio? Pastor Hill.
Yeah, I'm here.
Tell our environmental bishop how we prayed on this radio show for him.
Oh, yeah. It was very intense, moving operation. You could be surprised what the airways do in time like that. It was very intense.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, we had Canada praying for you.
Canada.
We had our Canadian family, didn't we, Mario? Are you in studio with us tonight?
We are praying for you, of course. Yes.
Yes.
The whole everybody was praying for you because you have been our strength, you have been our wisdom, you have been light for this journey. You have set us before the nation for, you've given us a platform, you've given us voice. Every April, you've allowed us to talk about this journey.
Yes.
Of reducing electromagnetic radiation. And then the very technology that you've been supporting for it to be part of your recovery, to balance you so that you would respond. You know, the thing that we're finding from the clinical trials that are using the nanotechnology, both in New York City at Columbia University and in Durham, North Carolina, there's several medical doctors who have case studies going on and clinical trials with the technology. We're finding that the technology increases oxygen concentration in water. We're finding that it increases the alkalinity. We're finding that it softens water. And if it does that in physical water coming out of your sink, it will affect the water in the body the same way. And that's why people that have surgery, when they put the technology on the left foot or on the area where they had the surgery, the healing is so remarkable that the surgeons say even the incision line approximates, and that means it comes together like there has never, ever been a surgery. And this is what's crazy. I'm traveling from Washington, D.C., where I attended the 76th birthday party of one of the editors of USA Today newspaper. She had her home done. She had her office done. She had a hole in the macula. Reverend Dr. Barbara Reynolds, she's been on the show several times to testify. But she went to the doctor, and they were doing what's called an electrostim scan to look at scar tissue in the body. And they saw where she had the cataract removed on the left eye. Usually, anytime you have a hole or any type of swelling, the pathology in the eye can leave scar tissue. But what was so remarked, you know, she had one of the technologies put on her glasses. She had her home retrofitted, her office retrofitted. She had a nano in her cell phone. So every time she's on the phone, the static is the nano is supporting her immunity in the eye. And the eye healed so fast. An eye that would not heal in 18 months healed in 4 weeks. So the scan showed no scarring at all in the right eye. And she had eye pathology for almost 18 months. They said there's no sign that there was ever a hole in this eye, and the eye repaired it. And the doctor said that is a miracle. And he said, could it been that the technology supported the healing in such a way that it was perfect? The formation of tissue, it allowed for perfect alignment that the body showed no scarring? That's unheard of, and they want to see more studies with the technology. So you, your testimony has to be told. It can't just sit at this table and eat some soup along with you. It's been so moving to hear the dynamics of how those men that blessed you came to you in this time. You know, because I was in trouble on I-20 West going into Dallas. I had car trouble in the middle of the night traveling by myself. And I'm telling you, I experienced my father, who had been deceased 20 years, come and tell me to pat the accelerator. And I was able to make it about a mile and a half and coast into a hotel that had one room left out in the middle of tumbleweeds where there's no life for miles and miles and miles. And they didn't have OnStar. They didn't have cell phones. So I was out there. I had just been a lone ranger on the side of the road. And God was so faithful to move somebody from California who was certified Toyota mechanic there to know how to fix Mac. Then it was a sports car, a Celica, the GT5 speed on the floor. And I was so blessed. So I understand how God brings the people in the journey. I understand that. Mm-hmm. So ladies and gentlemen, any questions? Anybody called in to share a burning testimony tonight? We've had such an emotional, moving experience with Ella Clark. Well, for those of you that are tuning in, yes, the Nanos are available online, but if you want to call in, you can call the 800 number, 800-615-0456. Again, 800-615-0456. We have some exciting things coming up. We're going to talk about next week. Now that we have electrosensitivity diagnosis, yes, we got to move our doctors forward in writing prescriptions for the technology. So we're going to be talking to you. We'll see everybody next week. Thank you again, Pastor Hill, for your faithfulness and lifting up our voice, because listen to the miracle that you heard tonight.
Wow.
You heard this miracle, and this miracle is going to go around America, because we're not going to let Elder Clark, this testimony, fall to the ground.
He has been so
faithful in carrying us forward, and now we're going to lift up his voice. And thank you to my Canadian family. Mario, we appreciate you being in studio with us tonight to witness this amazing miracle and the faithfulness of God. Good night, everyone. We appreciate you.
Dr. Lally.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just want to make sure I understood well. Idiopathic environmental intolerance, you said?
Yes, idiopathic. Idiopathic. No E.
Okay.
Environmental intolerance.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir.
And the code is 1 Charlie Delta 10 and then 2000, right?
The code. Like ice cream, Charlie Delta 2000.
Okay. ICD 10 2000.
Right.
Okay, that's the code. Thank you very much.
That's the code.
You're
so welcome, sir.
Yes,
so you have to call me from my friend Rod and tell him we now have the code. He'll be so
sure,
excited.
I will. I will certainly do that, maybe even tomorrow.
Okay, wonderful.
Take care.
Okay, then. You have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's it.
for this week. We'll be back next week with some more great information, Dr. Lowry. Thank you very much.